The final podcast for each week will be our Digging Deeper podcast, where we focus on important or interesting topics related to our daf. Our Mishnah on Daf Beis mentioned the prohibition of doing business with an idolater 3 days before their holiday. The next Mishnah on Zayin Amud Beis, quoting Rabbi Yishmael, says that there's a prohibition to do business with an idolater 3 days before the holiday and 3 days after the holiday. And even further than that, we have a more lenient approach, which is the approach of Shmuel, quoted in the Gemara, that Shmuel tells us that Begola and Chutz La'aretz Ein Aser El Yom Eidam, the only day which is prohibited to do business with an idolater is on the holiday itself. Nothing before and nothing afterwards. So when you go to the Shulchan Aruch, you would assume that you would find some ruling about whether we follow the Tanna Kamma, 3 days are prohibited beforehand, or Rabbi Yishmael, 3 days before and 3 days afterwards, and maybe they'll even quote Shmuel's ruling that the prohibition is only in Chutz La'aretz, only on the day of the holiday itself, but you find something totally different. And that's because of the question Tosfos and the Rush bring up, which is that the Minhag HaOlam in their time was that Jews did business with Christians. They don't use the word Christian, but that's what we would assume. The Jews did business with Christians even on their holidays. And the question they were bothered with was, what's the heter to do such a thing? How can you do business on Yom Eidam? Even if you want to take the most lenient approach, let's say we're in Chutz La'aretz and we're following Shmuel's opinion, on Yom Eidam you're not allowed to do business. But yeah, they were. So Tosfos came up with one possibility. Tosfos wanted to say that it's Eva. There's a heter of Eva, since there was fear of how the Christians would respond to the fact that we're not doing business with them. That's why it was permitted. Then Tosfos tries to backtrack and refutes that approach somewhat. Then the Rush gives a different approach. The Rush writes, quoting Rashi, that Akum Einam Ovde Kochavim, that idolaters, meaning the Christians, are not real idolaters. Rather, Minhag Avoseichem Biyedchem. They just keep the minhag of their family, but they're not really committed. And therefore, if they're not really committed, we're not concerned, Azli Amodi, we're not concerned that they're going to give thanks to their deity, even on the holiday itself. And that's why it was permitted to do business with idolaters or with Christians, even on their holiday. But that doesn't mean that Christians are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. We would categorize that as Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, we have a heter to do business with them or lend them things or borrow things and vice versa, even on Yom Eidam. In fact, the Trumas Adeshen discusses giving a gift to a Christian on New Year's. He says 8 days following Nittel, their Jews were giving gifts to their Christian friends. Is that permissible or not? And the Trumas Adeshen writes, preferably a person should give the gift before the holiday. But nevertheless, even if you had to give it on Yom Eidam, that would be okay because of Eva. Now the question, before we get on to the other approaches, that maybe Christianity is not Avodah Zarah or other permutations, the question is, how can we be mevatel the takana? There's a takana in the Gemara, at least 3 days beforehand, or Rishmol, 3 days before and 3 days afterwards. So how can we nullify this takana, derabanan, and even on Yom Eidam do business with Christians? So perhaps already Tosfos alludes to this and provides us with an answer, because the Tosfos and the Rush mention the Gemara and on Samach Dalet Amud Beis and Samach Hei Amud Aleph in Avodah Zarah, which talks about certain Amoraim who were giving gifts to idolaters on Yom Eidam. And the question was, how can they do such a thing? And they answered in the Gemara, Kimli, I know delo azulamoda. I know that these non-Jews or these idolaters are not going to give thanks to their deity because I'm giving them this gift. So already you get this idea, or get the sense, that this Gzera Derabanan was not something which was a low plug. It wasn't something which was just made across the board and applied equally everywhere. Rather, it was based on the reality of the place where you were living. So, therefore, in certain places, they wouldn't answer doing business with an idolater if there was reason to believe that they're not going to be Uzli Amodi. And that seems to be the reason why we can be makel even to do business on Yom Edom, as the Shulchan Aruch rules, the idea being there's no concern of Uzli Amodi. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins on Simen, the end of Simen Kuf Mem Ches. Now the last question that we, or the last part of this to deal with, is about Christianity. Well, maybe there is a possibility that Christianity isn't Avodah Zarah. The Meiri actually writes that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. At least that's what he seems to indicate. The Meiri writes, Aval Bizmanim Halalu, in our days, Mutar Lagamri, that everything is totally permissible. Umasha Amru Bigamara Nutsri Lo Olam Asr, when it says in the Gemara that a Nutsri, which we usually understand to be a Christian, that you can't do business with them. Ani Mefarsho Milasho Nutsrim Ba'im Eretz Merchak. The word Nutsri refers to a foreigner, not specifically to a Christian, and therefore doing business with a Christian would be completely permissible because Christians are not the classic idolaters that we refer to in our Gemara. That's the opinion of the Meiri. But the truth is that the most of the Rishonim, the Rambam, Rashi, Rush, Tosfos, all indicate that Christianity is halachically a form of Avodah Zarah. But nevertheless, even though Christianity is a form of Avodah Zarah, maybe it's only a form of Avodah Zarah for Jews, but not for non-Jews. So let me explain. The prohibition of Christianity is that it's a form of shituf, it's a form of a partnership. There's this idea of the Trinity. So certainly for Jews, there's only one way to worship, and that's one God. You can't include a davar acher, anything else, with your worship. But perhaps a Christian or a non-Jew would be allowed to have shituf so long as one of those partners is God. And therefore, maybe for a non-Jew, shituf would not be a form of avodah zarah. Now, why would that matter? But that would make a difference, because then if a non-Jew is not considered an idolater, according to halacha, then there are certain things we could rely on. Their wine wouldn't be yayin nesach. We could certainly do business with them on holidays without having to come up with other heterim. So that would make a big difference. So the Darche Moshe seems to indicate, the Darche Moshe, and it's quoted in Kufnun Vav in Or HaChaim, talking about business, the Darche Moshe seems to indicate that the shituf is permitted for a non-Jew, which has, again, tremendous ramifications from a halachic perspective. However, even though that's what the simple understanding of the Darche Moshe is, he does quote it from Tosfos, and Tosfos doesn't sound exactly like the Darche Moshe, but the Darche Moshe himself does sound that way, as does the Rama. However, the Noda Behuda in Yoredeya Kuf Mem Ches, he argues with the simple understanding of the Darche Moshe, and he explains that the intention of Tosfos and the Rama is that combining God's name with Devar Acher, Shituf, isn't Avodah Zarah with regards to making a Shavua. Just words isn't a prohibition of Shituf. but actual avodah zara, actual service of serving and bowing down to a shituf, that certainly is avodah zara, even according to the Darchei Moshe. And that seems to be the simple understanding that Christianity, halachically, is a form of avodah zara. We're not going to rely on the heter of the Meiri or the one way to understand the Darchei Moshe. Rather, we would consider Christianity to be a form of avodah zara. So then, in order to do business with a Christian on Yom Edom, and we have to rely then on the heterim brought down by Tosfos and the Rush, either you want to say it's Eva or Minhag Avosim Yodechem, Einam Yodin B'Tiv Avodah Zarah, they don't understand it so well, and that's why it practically is permissible to do business and with any non-Jew all the time, no matter the day. Except, of course, Shabbos and Yom Tovim for us.